everyone. So I thought that I would simply give you guys an update. I'm going to wait and see if people can actually hear me because I am on a computer that is not mine. It's my child's. I'm going to see if people can hear me. Can you guys hear me? Excellent. I don't know how the sound is going to come in. So I want to tell you a lot, but I need to refrain. I wanted to tell you guys I've been very, very busy. A lot of people have been very, very busy, actually. And what has happened during these elections is what was expected. I mean, do you guys have any doubt in your mind? It's hard to hear. It's muffled. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. This is the best I can do. And this is going to be pretty short because I actually have to get to a meeting soon. I wanted to tell you guys, you are Team America. All of us together collectively have been supporting this president, supporting the foundations of this nation. And just being back in DC at this period of time, I can tell you that it is more dirty than I have ever seen it before. And I would walk with all the dirty, dirty, dirty rats. It is very, very dirty. What they are, I mean, in general, it's dirty. And it's actually a sad picture. My capital, your capital, our nation's capital, looks like a war zone. We have a president sitting in the White House that has been embracing us, promoting the values of our Constitution, promoting freedom, liberty, justice, unity, diversity, promoting our economy, doing so much for all of us. And yet, everyone is a shark around him. Almost everyone wants him out of there. And the reason this is happening is because they lose control. That is the key. See, as I've said for years now, these people think they know best. There is a fourth unelected branch of government that comes in to serve the people and never wants to leave, that decides that they know who your leader is best for you, not you. You're too stupid to know. They know. That believe that their policies and their deals with other nations, with other people, with organizations, and with businesses are in your best interest. But let's think of it this way. Let's think of it from a perspective of a businessman. When you enter into an agreement with another business, kind of like when our nation enters into a business agreement with another nation, your interests are supposed to be your company's interests. And usually the owner of that company that makes that deal is the actual physical owner of that company. So when we have people like the previous administration, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, when they negotiate with other nations, when they negotiate with other nations, do you believe that they had our interests or their interests? Because as we remember, Joe Biden was pretty much quid pro Joe telling people how he's not going to give the money if they don't do what he wants. And you could check with the big man if you want. Remember that? Sounds like somebody was looking after their own interests. And that's the problem. They believe they own this nation. They believe they own the right to take decisions that benefit them. So as this unfolds in the next 2 weeks, It's unfolding pretty rapidly. I want you to pay attention to what those that are elected are speaking of, those that are elected are telling you, commenting on, and most of all, advising you on. Remember, today I think Zuckerberg is going to be sitting in front of Congress. And I don't know if I'll be able to see it, if I'm going to be in some room. We have team members coming in, more team members coming in today. It's very, very interesting. And what's funny is what we need to catch them has always been, I mean, we had everything we need because it's always been on the internet. It's always been on the internet because in my articles, like I've said, I always had Easter eggs. That's why I was really salty when articles from various sites had been purged. Because within those writings, I also had links and certain pictures that were clues. You know that story going around about Germany and the servers? Well, if you go to an article from 2018, reread that article and look at the little Easter eggs I had in that. Tells you exactly what server we're looking for. Patrick Berge arrived early this morning. We have another team member coming in later today. And then we have actual whistleblowers coming from another state in the next 48 hours with explosive evidence. Because when you're attacking a corrupt network like this, the only way to find all your enemies, the only way we have a Trump 2.0 is by smoking them out. And the way you do it is by gaslighting the bejesus out of them. So what do? You make sure you have a flamethrower right there just to light their tushies. Because I've always told you, clowns expose themselves. Clowns pull their pants down. And for any clown out there that came down here to DC with their expertise to help, but also get paid to help, that tells the world everything they need to know. Now, for me, I want to thank you guys. Someone dropped me some Uber Cash. That helped. But I've been lucky that my room has been covered. I mean, so that's good. So I'm not worried about that. And you know what I'm thinking about in retrospect? I am so lucky I put the kitties in the little kitty hotel, which was actually quite a nice place and not that expensive, if you ask me. But I'm kind of lucky I did that. It was a good call rather than leave a lot of food and water because there's a lot of work to do. And I may be traveling to another state.
It's the test in
November.
Trace Corp.
2019.
What's that?
Is it final destination New York?
The election. Go back and watch Millie Weaver's videos. I think the more concise one was the one that I played for you before I left for Washington. I'm actually glad I was courageous enough to come down here. I really didn't want to. Here, everything you say, everything you do, every toilet break you take, people are watching you. And they're not watching you for the good reasons when you're someone like me. Because a lot of them know how much I know, how much insurance I know, and that's not a very good thing to carry with yourself. But as I said in 2020 in the beginning, and in 2018, I've been warning all my listeners, we don't have to point fingers, we don't need to cast stones, even though we'd love to. We just let them pull their own pants down with their own actions. And that's what's important. So I have to really get going because I actually really have to get going. I really wanted to reach out to you guys. I can't wait to start doing my shows again. And I'm hoping that I can do something better this evening if I'm not preoccupied with doing some fancy math. I have a disguise artist, you know, but someone said I need one. Yes, I have one. I wanted to tell you guys that, you know, we've got this in control, and it had to be this way. Because in order to move forward, remember, we have our president in this Trump administration 2.0 is going to change everything. And they know it. There's no more credentials, no more brands and tiaras, no more I know who, what, when, where. It's on, based on merit. And that means a lot of people aren't going to have a job. And that means a lot of people are not going to be doing what they've been doing for a while. And that's what's important, because we as Americans are the ones that should be running this country. Your president has told you that. His job is to give power back to you, the people. And I hope that you will see now just how important the past over 2 years that I've been saying it is that you take control of your local community. I know about 80% of you don't know who your school board persons are. And over 85% of you probably don't know who sits on your city council, who's your state senator, state representative. And that's important, because if they get their way, you're going to rely on those clowns you don't know to make the decision for you. And that's why your vote is so important. Your vote is incredibly important always, no matter where it goes, from your school boards to your judges. Because when the top system fails, like it did now, your bottom is supposed to be doing something. And this was showcased, and I wrote a piece saying that the president shouldn't do anything. He should let the governors decide during coronavirus, right? Remember that? Well, what did the people see? They saw that they have incompetent governors. Power-hungry governors. Well, that's okay, right? So you've got Gretchen the Witch as your governor. The question is, what does your state senator and state representative do for you? Did they remove her? Did they stop her? Did they stand up to her? No. Therefore, your voice, your vote is your voice. And if you're handing up your voice to someone else to advocate for you, you better make sure they're listening. And that, I think, is a lesson that a lot of Americans are learning very, very quickly throughout all of 2020, which is a historian's wet dream, right? We have plagues, race wars, dust bowls, murder hornets, right? You name it, we had it. So I hope that we understand that this show that you are watching had to happen the way it had to happen, so that people understand just how important their vote is. And on that note, if you live in a state, because I've been receiving reports from people in other states like Ohio that is not contested, that they voted early, and then when they check online, they don't see their vote. That means some funny business has happened. Even though it's uncontested, one might be like, who cares? No, you should care. Because like I told you, the software of counting the ballots doesn't give diddly squat of what you vote for. You could draw a picture of a pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and feed it into the machine. The machine already knows who you voted for. That's how it works. Even though we take pride in voting, that's how it works. And that's what sucks. I mean, it could work. I'm not saying that it did work. You can have it where we don't care what they feed and we're just going to pretend. or it actually reads and we still pretend that they voted. So what you have to do is taking into consideration during Trump 2.0, it's our turn to regain control of our government. And the only way we do it is by realizing that we have to fix the government within our backyard. Because if you have a solid foundation on a local level, on a state level, then when your federal level goes corrupt, you can fix it almost instantly. If you have a local level, a state level that's corrupt, how do you expect the president, who is at the top of that voice chain, to stand firm? That's the thing. That is exactly it. So keep watching the news. Watch your president, most of all. He'll tell you everything you need. And I will try to stream again. I want you guys to know that we are all winners. We are all Team America. And this has been the most amazing year. Regardless of what we say, 11 months into this year, today is the 17th day of the 11th month of the year. And we have been through almost everything as a nation. Deaths, fear mongering, election stealing, bullying, race wars. Our places have been torched. Our voices have been muffled. Jobs lost. Businesses lost. And look at us now. 11 months of being whipped by narratives. And look at us. We're still standing. That's resiliency. So what you need to do is look back as this year tidies up and ends and say, damn, we just had a decade worth of stuff happen in a year. We're pretty tight. United under one flag, under one God, indivisible. And that's it. Because a united America is an unstoppable America. So on that note, I'm going to end this because I'm like super late and I have puffy eyes and I need coffee and I need to put clothes on to go outside and smoke. So I want to express my love to you guys, and I will try to stream again. I'll try to get Millie on too, because I'm using Phoebe's computer, who's going to be logging on to school in like 10 minutes, since, you know, they've locked us down again. They got caught cheating, so we're all supposed to be locked down again, no school. So I have so much to tell you. I'm going to tell you later because there's going to be some, I'm going to tell you some real DC stories, some really fun stuff. I really want to throw everybody under the bus, but I won't. But they can be terrified that I will. So much love, guys. Pray. Remember that United America is an unstoppable America. Listen to your president. Don't listen to rumors. Listen to your president. And that's all. God bless everyone. And I will try to get us back on track to giving you the news. Oh, I just wanted to say Turkey. Remember, keep an eye out. They got some elections going on in the north. We talked about it. Like I said, I think they're going to take Erdogan down before Putin ever leaves. God bless.